Thank you for calling Canadian Insurance Brokers. This is Debbie speaking.
Yeah, Debbie, Group McAllister speaking. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Debbie, I was recently talking to Brent Vickery from JFM Accountants, and he referred me through to Dean to have a chat around some business-related insurance. So I was keen to have a chat. I'm currently working as a contractor at the moment, and I'm wanting to move across into my proprietary limited company, but I've got to get public liability, personal indemnity, and workers' compensation.
Okay, workers' compensation we don't do, so you have to get it separately.
How does that work, Debbie? Because this, I'm kind of new to this, and when I spoke with Brent, he said have a chat with Dean. But how does that typically work, and who would that typically get provided by?
There's only a couple of insurance companies that do it, which I think is CGU, Gallagher's, and then maybe another one that specialise in it. You'd have to Google workers' comp. I'm not sure off the top of my head because it's not something we deal in. So,
yeah, they've asked for a workers' comp certificate of currency. So I was just looking. So do you guys do public liability and the personal indemnity? Is that something?
Yeah, that's something we can do.
Right.
Allianz is the other one, workers' comp. So it's just the three. Yeah, they're the three main players in that that area.
Allianz. And they do all three, do they?
No, they'll just do workers' comp. That's what they specialise in.
Oh, they do workers. So Allianz does workers' comp.
Yeah.
And
we can do the public liability.
You could do the other two, the public liability and the professional indemnity.
Yeah.
How do I best get a quote for that from you?
Yeah. So what kind of contractor are you?
Well, at the moment I'm a day rate contractor, but what I'm doing is I'm about to renegotiate my new contract with the client, and wanting to go across into my proprietary limited company.
Okay, and did you say a day rate?
Day rate, yeah, my day rate. When you said what type of contractor, what were you meaning?
Yeah,
were you meaning as in the payment?
A contractor could be anything. You'll be a plumber, electrician.
Oh, you mean what profession?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, right. I deliver in the IT industry, so I'm a project director, and I deliver infrastructure and large transformation projects.
For what sector?
It could be banking and finance. At the moment, I'm currently doing it in the government sector. I'm currently working with Vic Roads. So Vic Roads is owned by Macquarie Bank, Aware Super. So typically working in, it could be working in the government sector. It could be working in, private sector. Could be working in banking and finance. It really depends where the customers have their need. But in the past, a lot of the work I've done has been in the for government clients.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you set up their IT?
Well, no, typically. So, for instance, I don't know, you may have read in the papers some time ago, but what happens is the Victorian government decided to modernise all the Vic Roads and infrastructure, and their mainframe technology environment. So one of the things I'm working on at the moment is technology modernization and transformation. So they're basically the whole of business technology transformation project. So it's a multi-million dollar piece of work. Mm-hmm. And that's typically what I do. I program manage those pieces of work, you know, data migrations, currently, you know, doing things in cybersecurity and infrastructure delivery, those that type of area. And you know, it's predominantly sort of that sort of the consulting space.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that helpful for you?
I guess you're trying to frame up
an understanding of who I am and what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sort of not in that plumbing space or anything like this. It's very much in, like, you might call it in that professional services space.
Okay, no worries. That makes sense. What I'll do is Dean is away today.
Okay.
So he won't probably be in until tomorrow. But what I can do in the meantime is I can send you through some proposal forms to complete for us, so that we can then go to the market and get some quotes for you based on that. And then if we have any further questions in relation to any insurers coming back to us after we've submitted the details, we can just get some additional information from you so that we can finalise a quote for you.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll just grab some further information from you so that I can get those proposal forms through to you. Did you say your name was Cooper?
No, McAllister, Greg, G-R-E-G. Do you deal with GFM accountants?
We do, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't quite sure how closely you deal with them or not, but I spoke with Brent some time ago, and he said, give you guys a call, and he gave me Dean's details. So.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, Dean should be in tomorrow. So.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. That's all good. So so Greg, so the first name is Greg, G-R-E-G, McAllister, M-C-A-L-L-I-S-T-E-R.
Right. And your phone number?
0412-599-890.
And your email?
GMCALLISTER 306 at C for Charlie - IBA Indigo Bravo Alpha .com.
Fantastic. All right. That gets us a starting point, and then that way we can just build on what we need to with additional information. So I'll get those through to you today, and I'll get Dean just to give you a call tomorrow just to touch base.
No worries. Pleasure. Thanks for your time.
That's okay. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.